Welcome to Real Estate Radio Live, an informative and engaging podcast discussing everything you need to know about the world of real estate. Your host, Joe Cacera, provides you with insight and guidance on how to buy, sell, finance, and invest in real estate. He also offers real estate tax management strategies, new construction advice, home improvement tips, and much, much more. And now, to guide you around the world of real estate, here's your host and Real Estate Radio Live team leader, Joe Cacera.
Welcome in, Joe Cacera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thank you for those that are following us on Facebook. We appreciate that very much. We continue to grow the audience on the Facebook feed, and we love the feedback. We're getting more and more viewers, which is great. And then this video just resides on Facebook, so continue to view the video and contact us. Also, keep in mind that this is a podcast, so we do this for the additional exposure, of course. It's great. We got a lot of great response for it. So if you haven't done so and you're viewing the show or you're watching the show here and you haven't downloaded the podcast, do me a favor, go download the podcast. We'd love to have you do that. You can listen to it at your convenience anywhere online. Just type in Real Estate Radio Live. You could go to iTunes, type in Real Estate Radio Live. You could find it. It's really simple. Download it and listen to it at your convenience. The focus is education and information. That's what we continue to do, and that's why the show continues to grow in the popularity, I believe, is that we really work hard. We have great guests, good content, information, and we have the feedback that tells us that. And our goal is really simple. What we want to do is continue to educate you, the consumer, to help you make wise decisions in and around real estate in general. So it could be buying, selling, leveraging, refinancing, construction. It could be investment properties, strategies, all that. We want to be able to continue to be the source. So we'll do that. For more information, you could always go to the website, which is reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. All right, it is Monday, and typically on Mondays, if everybody's schedules permit, we have our friends and our partners at Barristone back in the studio accessing home wealth without debt, and we continue to try to do that on Mondays. Good to have you back. Mark, how are things going?
Very well. Thank you, Joe.
Good to have you back. Yeah. So most of you know, again, if you're following the show, if you're not, so we'd like to do a quick review. The title of this ongoing is Accessing Home Wealth Without Debt. It's a new program and concept that really has been out for several years, but it's really getting more and more traction. So we want to bring it to the attention of the consumer because I believe, most people believe, that this is going to play a big part in really looking at accessing capital and accessing wealth from your home without debt. And it's pretty simple, and we're going to go into details of that. So what we'll do first, as we always do, I'll have Mark give us a quick little background on the company and the program we're talking about, Accessing Wealth Without Debt, and then we'll get into some of the details.
Yes, thanks, Joe. Barristone is a group of home wealth specialists who focus on non-debt-based solutions for homeowners. Homeowners have found themselves with the good fortune now of having lots of equity in their house. A lot of them are house rich and cash poor. And we focus on solutions to help them access that wealth without taking out a loan, incurring any debt or interest payments. And we have several different programs for homeowners. So we analyze the homeowner's situation. We look at how they want to use the money, what their situation is, what their financial goals are, and we match them to the right program for them at that time. We have several programs. You can get up to 25% of the home's value in cash in exchange for sharing the future appreciation of that home if that happens, or in the sad part of if your house decreases in value, you're going to share some of that with the investor. So the investor doesn't always make a return in this product. They have risk just like the homeowner. So it's a great way for homeowners to access their wealth, to use it for any purpose they want, diversify their wealth. A lot of people have 70, 80% of their entire net worth tied up in their home equity. This is a great way to access it and diversify. We've also had a lot of homeowners that have built up a lot of credit card debt or debts outside the home, and find themselves, you know, struggling to make those monthly payments with the interest costs so high. They can use this product, a non-debt-based solution, to solve their debt problem. You can't solve a debt problem with more debt. So we focus on those situations and many more.
Very good. So I'm going to give you a little perspective. Again, we like to try to keep the show in a structure and such that we remind people and kind of educate them on this program and probably what Mark's talking about. And so what I like to do is when we kick off the show is really set the stage with reminding people of the forward paying mortgages, kind of the mortgage that most of us are familiar with, so we could really look at the perspective here and look at the dynamic differences and really what we mean on leveraging this without debt. So most of you know, if you've purchased a home or maybe your parents have or someone you know, a 30-year mortgage is kind of the typical mortgage. So what happens for most people, they buy a home, and let's say you pay $1 million, you put 20% down, you finance $800,000. And so you have an interest rate for this $800,000 loans, and whatever the interest rate is, there's a payment associated with that. There's a cost to every interest rate. And let's say, you know, your payment's $4,000 a month, and that's a 30-year fixed, and then you're on your way, you're living your home, and you're a new American homeowner with debt, right? Which and that's okay, too, because there is some good debt and there's some bad debt. We all know that. So, and most people would say that if there is a good debt, it is mortgage because it is tax deductible, although some of the variances are changing now. There's some limits on how much you could write off on maximum loan amounts and property tax, but I'm not going to go into that. So that's the typical mortgage. Now, there's different mortgages. There's ARM products, which are adjustable rate mortgages, fixed for 5, fixed for 7, fixed for 10, those types of things. Those are your forward-paying mortgages. Then you have your home equity lines of credit that most people may or may not be familiar with. Those people put on their home, and some use it for emergency funds, others use it for, you know, remodeling, adding on, student debt, all kinds of different things. And so those are home equity lines of credit, typically are adjustable interest rates, and they're higher, of course, because it's a second lien on your property, a little more risk they look at. And they're typically, the programs go for 10 years, and the reason I want to bring this up quickly is that this happens to a lot of people that they forget that once this 10 years up, and if you're carrying a balance on this home equity line of credit, you could see your payment really triple. You could see it go up 3, 4, 5, 6 times depending on the terms, how much you owe on that loan, and some other options that are going on. So these are some things to know about. And then lastly, the reverse mortgage. So this is another option that people have. The reverse mortgage, again, there are some guidelines around that, and what I mean was restrictions. So, for instance, you have to be 62 or older, and the older you get, the more money you could access. So if you're 62 or 63, you're going to get less money. Even if you have a huge amount of equity in your home, you're not going to get the maximum amount you want in that program because they limit that based on your age. And there's mortgage insurance on that, so it's costly. Now, you do not have a monthly payment. However, keep in mind, whatever payment that would be predicated on the interest rate and mortgage insurance, that is building onto your principal every single month. So if that number is $3,000, for example, and you take $300,000 on that reverse mortgage, you're going to get $3,000 added in on that principal every single month. So those are kind of the basic mortgages, the mortgages that most people know about, and that's why when we talk about this, it's important to understand that this is distinctly different. And it's you're leveraging this without debt. So there's no monthly payment, and there's no requirements of a lot of some of the things that restrictions are on reverse mortgages. So maybe, Mark, let's start with that maybe. Requirements, if or if not, restrictions on this program, maybe just cover that for the audience.
Sure. Our program is completely equity-based. Depending on the program, as long as you have more than 50% equity in your home, okay. You will qualify. There's a program for you. Credit score, and we find a lot of people that have a credit problem, Their credit score has been impacted. Well, we're solving that problem by getting them the cash to pay off all that debt. So conventional mortgages, reverse mortgages, they look at your credit score, And they look at it, and if it's low, they say you don't qualify. Well, in our program, you qualify because we're solving the problem. Mm-hmm. There are no restrictions on credit. We can look at debt to income and qualify them based on the money they're getting. Right. So if we have a program where you're getting a couple hundred thousand dollars and we know that that can supplement their mortgage payment and that's what they're using it for, why should they be penalized by having debt-to-income limitations?
Right.
We don't have that. The qualification process is very streamlined. We look at their whole situation, not just standard rules on it. We have very, very creative ways to qualify them. And most importantly, we make sure that the program fits them, that they're not going to find themselves like we find a lot of people now that have HELOCs coming due,
mm-hmm.
that they didn't realize after 10 years if they can't requalify for a refinance, it converts to a fully amortizing 15 or 20-year
mm-hmm.
mortgage,
right.
and their payment goes from $400 to $2,100, $2,200, and they find themselves in a very difficult situation. We always look at, you know, the program to make sure that the homeowners don't find themselves in a program like that. So, you know, if it's a younger homeowner, we'd really at that point recommend a 30-year product for them. If they're older or they're looking to sell their house in a few years, a 10-year product might be better for
mm-hmm.
them. So it's very customized, and the qualifications are very oriented to the homeowner's situation.
Very good. All right. We're going to talk now about the use of the product, because a lot of people use it for different reasons, and it's always good to give stories and examples, so we're going to share that with you too. But before we do that, I always like to talk a little bit about this, because I see it on a regular basis. I know Mark does too, but it's worthwhile bringing up for those that are viewing the show now and then listening to the podcast later, because most of you either know someone like this, you have a mother, father, grandparents, great-grandparents, aunts, uncles, that this is kind of taking place with, maybe potentially in the Bay Area, but that's where we see it most. Let me tell you what I see a lot is that you have someone that lived in their home for 30, 40, 50 years in the Bay Area. No one would ever guess in their craziest, wildest ideas that the equity would have grew like this. So, you know, they paid, you know, $100,000, $150,000 for this home 40 years ago, and now it's worth $2 million. And they don't owe anything on this property, or maybe they owe a little bit. But we also didn't know what was going to happen. This person may not know that they, you know, they don't have a pension. And maybe they're just getting Social Security, or maybe they had a serious health or illness in the family and it sucked up all their savings or 401k and, you know, reinvestment. All kinds of things happen in life. We all know it. We see it. We experience it. And I see this all too often here in the Bay Area. I deal with it on a regular basis. You see these people that are referred to as house rich and cash poor. And what you have is a person who has all this, if you can imagine, all this money locked up in a property. So forget about the house for a minute. Think about the dollar value. So let's just call it $1 million. This person has $1 million, right, that they should have access to all day long, potentially, maybe, if they needed it. Whether it's, you could look at it as if it's an investment with your financial planner or 401k. The bottom line is, why wouldn't this person be able to access their money? Keep in mind, this is their wealth. This is their equity, right? I mean, I think this is the part, Mark, we try to educate people on. It's theirs.
It's not the
institution.
Homeowners have worked really,
right.
really hard to maintain their
right.
homes and grow it.
Their investment.
And they didn't look at it as an investment.
Sure, right.
It's turned into an investment
right.
and something of significant
mm-hmm.
wealth. You know, we had a homeowner that had a fully paid off house, just like you're saying.
Yeah.
Her and her husband bought it 45 years ago for $45,000. It's a fully paid off $1.5 million house
yeah.
today. And the woman, her husband passed away. She is 88 years old.
Okay.
Is on a fixed income and, you know, barely makes ends meet, yet she has a $1.5 million
mm-hmm.
fully paid for house. Her daughter found out about us, contacted us, and we were able to get her, in her case, I think she got 20%, so she got $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
And she is going to use that to help small amounts to supplement her retirement. But mostly, it's for peace of mind for
mm-hmm.
her. You know, her daughter said her mom was such a stress case because every morning she woke up and worried, what happens if the hot water heater goes?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any money in the bank. What happens if the washing machine breaks? What if I need
right.
a new roof? All of these life events that were weighing on her, she was able to get the money and take all of those worries and get rid of them.
Hmm.
So now her daughter said, you know, her mother is infinitely happier today than she was because she was able to use that home wealth, and she doesn't have a monthly payment.
Hmm.
It's not debt. You know, she's from the old school. She doesn't like debt.
Right.
And she wouldn't qualify for it either way. And so she was able to solve her problems.
Yeah, no, that's great. It's a great example. So let's we're going to talk now a little bit about what people use these for. And the reason why that's important is that there are no restrictions. For instance, it's your money if you qualify. And I'll have Mark take you through that too. So maybe let's do this first. Take us through what happens. A person calls you, contacts you. Maybe they'll go through that process first, and then we could talk about what people are using it for.
Sure. Homeowners contact us, and we have a discussion with the homeowner as to what their financial situation is, what they're looking to use the product for, what their parameters are of their income and what other debts they have and what mm-hmm. they're using it for. And we do an analysis and come up with a home wealth report for them to say, okay, this is how much money you could get, this is the impact, and what your qualifications are and what programs are available for them.
Mm-hmm.
Since we have multiple programs, you know, we don't sell a product, we sell a solution that's customized to them. Then we go through the process. The application is very easy and straightforward. We gather some very light documentation, and an appraisal's done, the value's set, and we close in a couple weeks. Very simple process. We've had people use this product for varied reasons. Just this week, I had someone in Burlingame who is looking to do an accessory dwelling unit. As you know, Joe, yep. the laws in the state changed a couple years ago to encourage people mm-hmm. to invest in their properties to put accessory dwelling units to increase the housing supply.
Right.
They have a garage with an adjacent shed, and they're going to convert that into a one-bedroom apartment.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be able to get the money from us that will fully fund that and mm-hmm. give them extra cash. So now they will not have a monthly payment, but they will have a monthly income.
Yeah.
So they estimate that they're going to get, I think, $2,900 to $3,200 a month from that accessory dwelling unit, and they're not going to have any payments
right.
related
right.
to it. So they're ecstatic that they're going to increase their monthly income by mm-hmm. roughly $3,000. We've had people, as I mentioned, use it for credit repair. Just this week I had someone come in, and they had run up credit card debt, personal loans of $75,000, which, you know, when they have $1 million of equity in the house doesn't seem like a
right,
lot.
Right.
But when you're making those monthly payments, it's a lot.
Right.
They're going to do our product, they're going to pay off that $75,000 credit card debt, and they're going to take the remaining and put it in an investment account to generate income.
Very good.
And that's where this solution for credit repair is really, really powerful.
Right.
Because it's a non-debt-based solution solving a debt problem.
Right.
And we had someone a couple weeks ago, as I mentioned, they're using it to fund college education for their two kids that are going to be going to school this year and next year. They haven't been able to save enough money
mm-hmm.
to provide, you know, assistance to their kids. And so they're going to use this product to give the kids the money for their college now and not when they pass away.
Right. Yeah, there's all kinds of different reasons people could use this. Again, the beautiful part about it is it's your money, so you could use it to start a business. You could use it to pay student debt. You could use it to remodel your home. This may sound funny to some people, or maybe if a generation it may sound funny, but I see a lot of these people that are unfortunately kind of, you know, stuck in their house, so to speak, because they're on fixed income. So, I mean, to me, Mark, I know, again, this may sound different, but I say live your life the best you can while you're here, right? So what I see, what's sad sometimes, is some of these people are literally shackled to their homes with all this equity, and they can't travel, they can't see the world, they can't do some stuff they've already and they've worked hard their entire life, and this is their home, and this is their investment. So, I mean, you could take $100,000 and travel the world if you want, right?
Absolutely.
You could remodel the bathrooms, the kitchens, the stuff you've always wanted to do. Live in the home for 40 years, maybe you finally are at a point where you could enjoy it.
That's true. As you know, in the real estate world, So many homeowners live in a house that they're not happy with the bathroom.
Right.
They're not happy with the kitchen.
Right.
They'd love to have those remodeled, but they don't do it until they finally decide to sell it. And then as they're leaving the house, tears in their eyes of this beautiful house that they're
right.
living in, that they're leaving, that they never got the chance to live in.
Yeah.
You know, we have people now that are looking at using this product to remodel,
yeah.
to fix that kitchen up. Because a lot of homeowners find themselves now where the tax burden of selling the house is significant.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they go to their accountant. The accountant tells them how much money they're going to pay in capitalist gains tax, sales, you know, mm-hmm. state tax, Obama health care tax. And they realize that that's a huge amount of money.
Right.
That if they stay in the house and pass it on to the kids or one spouse passes away before the other, they get the step up in basis. That using this money to fix up the house to live in for the next 10
right.
years is a great way to use the funds.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're going to duck out in just a minute before we do that. So if someone's interested, if they're watching here today on Facebook, Mark, or later on they're listening to the podcast, what's the best way to reach you?
Sure, you can go to our website, barristone.com. That's BARASTONE.com. If you want more information, just fill out the form. Or if you would like to speak to one of the home wealth specialists, just give us a call at 650-802-0800, and we'd be happy to speak with you about your specific situation.
Very good. Mark, thanks again. Good to have you back.
Thanks, Joe.
This is Joe Kuchera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thank you again for checking in today. Again, for those that are on Facebook watching us, thank you very much. Let other people know. Pass along. Let them know that we are on and have this information hopefully to help you, the homeowner. Also, if you haven't done so, go to the website, reradiolive.com. You can reach me during the week. A lot of people do. If you have any questions about anything to do with real estate, go to the website, reradiolive.com, or you could always contact me either email or text, 408-838-9060. Thanks again for checking in. Thanks again for watching today. Take care. Until next time, take care.
You've been listening to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Discover more at reradiolive.com.